We are indeed two wild and crazy guys, but you know what will make this party even better? Three wild and crazy guys, and we're going to bring a third into the mix here by returning to the hotline. We bring in the owner of the Lake Erie Crushers, a wild and crazy guy back in his day, I'm sure, Tom Kramig. How are you, my friend?
Thank God we didn't have social media back when I was that age, huh?
Well, you were only that age a couple of years ago, right?
No. I'm old enough to remember watching that clip the first time it aired after 11:30 at night.
I love that skit, man. Saturday Night Live back in the day was outstanding
back
stuff.
Back in the day when it was the not ready for primetime players. That was destination TV. You had to watch.
Yes, you couldn't TiVo it. I mean, unless you had one of those fancy.
We didn't have TiVo.
That's right. And unless you went to the Kramig estate, you probably didn't have a VCR where you could record it and play it back, right?
We didn't have that either.
All right.
You had to watch it live or maybe catch a rerun 6 months later.
Yes, you had to see it live.
Yeah.
Otherwise, as far as you were concerned, it just did not happen.
It didn't happen.
Well, there's a lot going on coming up on the 2019 season. I know you and I spoke a couple of weeks ago off air. You mentioned you guys were in the early stages of the promotional planning process. What kinds of things, though, can you share with us about what's returning for the 2019 season?
Well, you know, we have some annual favorites. We'll be shooting fireworks every Friday night. I think if we didn't do that, they'd burn the stadium down. So that'll be back this year. Some of our favorites, like Christmas in July, will be back. Pack the Park Pink, one of your favorites, Star Wars Night. I know you always like to dress up like your favorite Jedi and come out, Bull.
May the force be with you, my friend.
That's right. You know, we'll be doing our Super Splash Day in the middle of July for the summer camp kids. That's always a big one. We got a lot of fun things planned. We're going to do another Buckeye Night, sort of a tribute to Ohio State. We've got some things on the board that should be a lot of fun and things people have really enjoyed and turned out for in the past, so we're bringing them back. And we've got some new stuff this year, too.
We want to get into the new things, or at least as much of it as you're able to share with us on the air. But before we get to that, Douglas says he wants to show up to the Super Splash Day. He'll wear floaties in the whole nine yards as long as he's armed with a Super Soaker. Can we make that happen?
As long as he doesn't show up in a Speedo, it's all good. He's welcome.
Well, shoot, I guess that's Nick's then, huh? No, it's Super Soaker sounds good. I'll wear it.
There are kids in the ballpark.
All right.
I mean, there's just certain things we can't do.
All right. I guess I'll wear the board shorts then if I must.
See, his wife will not allow him to wear those Speedos. Those are off limits. He's not allowed to bring that, especially to a Super Splash Day.
Can we move beyond that talk? How did this happen?
Oh, it was just, you were sitting there, and I figured I had to pick on you a little
bit. Easy shot.
Yeah, it was an easy shot.
There you go.
No question. Well, you mentioned you guys do have some new items, at least at the table right now, to discuss for next year. How much of that are you able to share with us? Because I know you guys are still early on here. We're about 4 or 5 months away from the season kicking into high gear again, but what kinds of new promotional ideas do you guys have that you'll bring to the table next season?
Well, we're going to kick it off with a fan fest on Saturday, May 4th. We've got an exhibition that day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But prior to the game and during the game, we're going to do a fan fest where we're inviting people to come out, watch a game. It's free of charge. Get in, free baseball. We'll have all our inflatables set up. We'll have a lot of players on the concourse signing autographs during the game. You can take a tour of the ballpark, including the player locker rooms and clubhouses. You know, it's still early enough in the season. They won't stink that bad at that time of year. We'll have some fun stuff for the kids as well as for the adults. As again, no charge to park, no charge to get in, free baseball. It's sort of a way of kicking off the season. Hopefully we have good weather that day and get a chance to mingle with the players and talk to manager Cam Roth. He'll be available to sign autographs and chat. So that's Saturday, May 4th. Really excited about that and hoping that turns into a great event. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. You mentioned fun stuff for the kids. And I know I took my two little ones to a couple of games last year, and they had a blast over there on the inflatables and everything. I just wondered, I mean, how much of a part of that have you guys tried to incorporate into the baseball games, making sure that the youngsters have something to do while they're out at those, too?
Oh, it's it's absolutely all about the kids out here. Stomper will be out that day. Mm-hmm. We'll have the inflatables. We're kicking around the idea of doing some giveaways for kids. Again, let them get a tour of the clubhouse, sort of get the wow factor for kids, you know, behind the scenes, meet some players while they're down in the clubhouse. We're probably going to open up our indoor batting cage, maybe let some of the little ones hit a ball off a tee. So we're all about kids out here. It is definitely about family-friendly entertainment here at the ballpark during the summertime.
Again, Tom Kramick with the Lake Erie Crushers joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about the 2019 season. And I know when you took over a few years back, one of the things that you really wanted to put a large emphasis on was making use of the facility even when the Crushers are not playing. And I know that's something that you've really hit hard in recent years. And I know that goes far beyond having some of the area high school and colleges play at the facility, non-game day events. I know that's something you really focused hard on. What kinds of non-game day events will you guys have leading up to the season and during the season?
Well, we'll have a couple of our returning favorites. We're having our Legends softball game. You know, Bull, you've played in it twice. We haven't killed you yet. So we're going to give it a shot one more summer to see if you can get through this thing injury-free. We're going to have our craft beer festival again. Those are two things we've done the last couple of years and gotten tremendously positive feedback on. We do a lot of youth tournaments. Last year we did six games with the Cleveland Comets, the women's fast pitch softball team, used to be the Akron Racers. We're probably getting close to making an announcement on that. They will be back in some way, shape, or form. That'll be announced shortly after the first of the year. You know, Bull, if you want to stand in there against some of those girls winging that ball up there, I could probably make that happen.
There are some battles that you don't fight because you know you can't win. Let's just say that falls under that category.
If you
stand in the box against one of those ladies, and you know, I think a lot of people look at that and say, man, that can't be too tough. Then you see fastballs whiz by you, and then you see these crazy change-ups come at you that change directions on their way to the dish. That's a very interesting experiment for especially a lot of guys who grew up playing baseball. I don't think they realize how tough that is.
Oh, I was talking to a couple of our players last year before the ladies came in, and I was trying to get a couple of them to get in there and stand and take some swings. Come on, you can do that. These are professional baseball players. They wanted no part of it. I am not standing in there. Quote, they will make me look stupid.
Hey, you know, at least they have the wherewithal to go in there knowing that that's not nearly as simple as it looks. But it's always interesting to see that. When you go to one of those games, you get a true appreciation for just how good those ladies are. Well,
I don't want any part of that.
No, I'm with you on that, my friend.
Yeah.
We're a week away from Christmas, and I know that there are a lot of really good stocking stuffers out there. I'm not just talking about merchandise, but I'm also talking about mini plans as well. What kinds of Lake Erie Crusher goodies are available for stocking stuffers for those who are looking for last-minute gift ideas?
Well, the Fan Attic is open. You can stop in, you know, any day this week up until noon Friday. We'll be closing at noon Friday. All kinds of great Crusher gear, as you mentioned. We reduced our mini plans. In the past couple of years, they've been 12 gamers. And we got some feedback that, wow, that's a big commitment for me. You know, some folks just don't want to commit to 12 games. So we knocked them down to 5 games to make it that much easier. If you still want to go 12 or 10 or 15, you can do that. But we've got a couple of different versions of those available. Most of them, again, focusing on those weekend games because that's when people want to come out. They want to see those fireworks. They want to come out to the Sunday fun day, which are big family kid days. So those are available. Again, we'll be here until noon on Friday. Then we're closing the doors and we'll be done for the holidays. Got to let the staff go out and do a little holiday shopping.
There you go. Well, and that's... Yep. I know that's important to you guys, and I want to throw this out there because we didn't really have a chance to bring you back on the show since the end of the season, and a congratulations to you and the entire staff for coming home with the Frontier League's Organization of the Year Award, and I know you guys are extraordinarily proud of that, and you always give credit to the staff, and you know it needs to be pointed out also that this is one thing I know you're really proud of. You consistently bring that same staff back every single year. You've done that since you took over back at the beginning of 2016. That's got to be an award that I'm sure you're proudest of all the things you've accomplished since taking over.
I am incredibly proud of our staff for winning that award in spite of ownership. I mean, they really overcame some barriers with ownership to win that award. They do a fabulous job from our marketing and promotions to our ticket and corporate sales. You know Paul Siegworth, he keeps his ballpark immaculate all summer long. Our food and beverage, I think, is the best in the Frontier League. So those guys work their tails off 12 months a year, and they deserve that award. And I was just thrilled to see them recognized for all their efforts.
Well, the 2019 Frontier League season is going to be a little bit different. For those who have not heard just yet, it was a 12-team circuit the last couple of years. Now it's a 10-team circuit. What kinds of changes are in play for 2019 in the Frontier League?
Well, we have two less teams, so it's going to condense our travel a little bit. You're not going to see the Traverse City Beach Bums or the normal Corn Belters. But other than that, there's not a whole lot of changes. I mean, we're still going to play 96 games, 48 at home, 48 on the road. We're going to start the second week of May. We're going to go through Labor Day weekend and hopefully a couple weeks beyond with playoffs. So other than that, it's still going to be the Schaumburg Boomers and the defending champions from Joliet and Evansville and Florence and Washington over outside Pittsburgh. So it's still very good baseball and very affordable.
Well, an announcement came down earlier today with the Frontier League deciding to join forces with the Can-Am League for their Midsummer Classic, or I guess since there's two leagues involved in this process, their Midsummer Classics. So how's this all coming down, and how did this idea come about to bring the two leagues together in an all-star game?
You know, we've been talking to the Can-Am League for a while. They're another independent league with six teams up in the Northeast. They've got two in Jersey, three in Canada, one in upstate New York. And we've been talking about doing more things in the independent baseball world and trying to strengthen that identity of independent baseball. We do an all-star game every year. They do an all-star game every year. The structure of the rosters are a little different. You know, our players are a little younger. They don't have the age restrictions that we do. So we're not quite ready to merge or play regular season games, but we thought, well, let's do something. And the idea of, hey, the All-Star Game is an exhibition game. You know, it's for the fans. It's not going to impact anybody's chase for a championship in either league. Let's play against each other, and let's see the best of the Frontier League and the best of the Can-Am League, and let these guys go at it and see what they can do. And it gives, you know, the guys in the Frontier League a chance to go up and see that ballpark in Rockland, which I hear is beautiful. I haven't seen it, but I'll be up there. And then theoretically, the next year, they can come down to one of the Frontier League ballparks, and those Can-Am guys can see our ballparks and talk to our players and talk to our management. So it just sort of strengthens that brand of independent baseball for both leagues and trying to build a little synergy, see where it goes.
And I think that's fascinating, too, because when you talk about All-Star games, you know you definitely have a lot of eyes of scouts on that game. And when you go to a place like Rockland, that only maximizes the exposure of the league, and especially for some of those Frontier League guys, whether it's a college player that college scouts just completely missed on, or if it's maybe a guy that got only a cup of coffee in, you know, someone's spring training, or maybe only got a cup of coffee in someone's system for perhaps a year, maybe a tinge of another. It's a second chance to make another impression.
Absolutely.
For another team.
Absolutely. And one of the things we have heard, you know, we did all our All-Star game the week of the MLB game, and so did the Can-Am League. And there's only so many scouts out there. So by playing against each other and picking the very best from each league, we're making it a little easier for these guys to be seen by a scout, show their wares, show what they can do. You know, there's a couple of former MLB guys playing in that Can-Am League, and we think we have some future MLB guys playing in our league. So let's let them face off and see what they can do in an environment where you're more likely to get a scout there and get a kid signed, which is what we're all after.
I'd imagine there's a little bit of bragging rights involved in that as well with fans, I would think, too, to brag about their Frontier League team and their league being a little tougher to play than some others.
Oh, you don't think the owners are going to trash
that too?
That
yes.
Night? Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
See,
we're going to kick those guys from the Can-Am League around.
I like it.
See, We're on to something here. The start of the season.
This is only day one of the announcement. I mean, how about that?
The wheels
are right.
Yeah, wheels are spinning already. Wheels are most definitely spinning.
That's right.
Beginning of the Frontier League season, just about 5 months away, but it'll be here before we know it. Tom, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. Happy holidays to you and yours, and we'll catch up again soon.
Bull, I haven't spoken to you on the air. Congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you.
Glad that's all going well. And found a woman who's willing to put up with you on a daily basis. That's an accomplishment.
Very impressive, yes.
It's been 2 months so far. She hasn't kicked me out. So if I can keep that streak going for another 70 years, I might be onto something. We'll see. But
every day you wake up in that house is a win.
Yeah. Well said.
Every time I hear the alarm go off and I'm not sleeping on the side of the street, that's a victory. No doubt about
that. That's right. That key works in the door.
Yes.
That's a win.
That's it. You got it. Tom, thank you as always, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
No problem. See you, Matt.
See ya.
Tom Kramer, owner of the Lake Erie Crushers, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.